Here's another change in the world of business and finance. Turkey has made a change in its money, the Turkish lira. The government has lopped six zeros off of it. Turkey was once home to the world's highest currency denomination, the 20 million lira note. It's now been changed to just 20 lira. This was a consequence of years of runaway inflation that made virtually everyone in Turkey a millionaire, although many of them were impoverished. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
Until recently, a ride in an Istanbul taxi cab could easily cost you millions.
It was about 10 million Turkish liras to drive almost, 10 minutes drive in the downtown traffic.
But that's not nearly as much as it sounds. The meter in the taxi starts at around 1.2 million Turkish lira, which takes up an awful lot of space on the meter, but amounts to a little bit less than a dollar. In Turkey in recent years, even the most mundane transaction, like buying a loaf of bread, has involved huge numbers. As a result, even taxi driver Hasan Izcalu can boast of being a billionaire.
I used to make 2.5
to 3 billion. It's a fortune for some people.
That started to change last January, when the Turkish government chopped six zeros off the old Turkish lira. The move created a sales boom for the manufacturers of cash registers and made life a lot easier for hundreds of thousands of foreign tourists, some of whom change money at this currency exchange shop on İstiklal Caddesi, a busy pedestrian boulevard. Money changer Metin Sumer says since the currency reform, Turks have shown new confidence in their lira. Sumer says when the economy collapsed a few years ago, the scene was very different.
The most crazy day was in February 2001 when the $1 was worth 680,000 liras in the morning, but in the afternoon it was 1,200,000 on the same day.
To live under permanent high inflation is not fun.
Professor İlter Turan of Istanbul Bilgi University says Turkey suffered from high rates of inflation throughout the 80s and 90s.
If you were operating with a salary, a meager salary, it was next to impossible to make any plans, and there was really no reason to save.
For appliance salesman Hussein Öztürk, the days of 8 to 10% inflation were lucrative, because at the end of every month, people poured into his store to spend their hard-earned cash before it lost its value. Sales have slowed since then, but Öztürk says he doesn't mind.
We are hopeful about the future, and we are really proud of our currency right now, comparing with the past, actually.
In fact, since the crash of 2001, Turkey's economy has been on the rebound, growing last year at the rate of 9.9%. Istanbul Bilgi University's İlter Turan says for many Turks, the newer, smaller lira is symbolic of a more stable economy.
It's nice not to be a millionaire, yes.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.
A program note, Greg Smith composed Day to Day's theme music, and here it is. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.